We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, and we're beginning the two dots, 6-7 lines from the top. We learned in the Mishnah, Ve'ein Noistim L'Tliya B'Shabbos. That means you put this little netting on top of a barrel, and you want to strain the wine through this. So the halacha is that Rabbi Yezer says you're allowed to do this on Shabbos. Chacham say you cannot do this on Shabbos, but on Yontif you could do it. That means you cannot, even if the strainer was set up before Shabbos, the Chum hold, you cannot put it in on Shabbos, because it's a bar. Mashenkin, Rabbi Eliezer holds it's mutter to do it. So he said that it's too pshat to Rabbi Eliezer, either because it happens by itself, or because he holds it's not such a big tikkun to strain the wine. Like upon him, that's my chalikas and our mishnah, if you let him put the wine through the strainer on Shabbos. And Bayaluhu, Shimer Mai, according to Rabbanon, says you're not allowed to do it. What happens if you did it? Is it the Raisa or not? Is it the Raisa Gebur or not? Om Rav Kahana, Shimer Chayiv Chatos. If someone did this straining, he's Chayiv Chatos because of Bur. Maskler of Sheshis. How can it be such a thing? Mika Midi, the Rabbanon Mechayiv Chatos. How can you have a Machlokes so Mikotza la Kotza from one end to the other end? Rabbanon hold that if you do this, you Chayiv. And Rav Eliezer holds Mutter. Usually we have a Machlokes, it goes from the chayiv to pot of aser, or pot of aser to mutter, but from chayiv on one end to mutter on the other end, that's a little vayt machlekes. Mikotza lekotza, such a vayt machlekes. The kodesh rabbanon be chayiv. Same thing, rabbanon be chayiv chatos, and blaz would be mutter katchila. That was Rav Sheshes kash, and therefore Sheshes really wants to argue. Holds it's only aser rabbanon. Maskula of Yosef, alam aloy. You never found such thing. I'll show you such a thing. Something we had in Masechta Shabbos. Ir Shozov is some kind of ornament that has a picture of Yerushalayim on it, and it's Machlaikis if you let it go out with it on Shabbos, if it's called Eitzah. There are Meir Mechayev Chatos. Meir holds that if you wear that Yechayev Chatos, it's not called a Malbush. Like we said, them Pshat, people only wear it to show it off, and therefore it's not a Malbush, Yechayev Chatos. Rabbi Eliezer, Sharel Gatchila, Rabbi Eliezer holds Mutl Gatchila. Mahi, where do you find such a thing? The Tanya, look at the Bryce, let's say Ishov of Ir Shozov, Yotzachayev Chatos, the Rabbi Meir. Shouldn't go out miyotzah p'tura. Rabbi Chaim holds it is a malbush, but the reason why he shouldn't go out is because he might take it off the shoulder to someone and carry it. Therefore, it's part of asa. Rabbi Eliezer, miyotzi ishav ir shozav l'katchila. Let it go out l'katchila with the ir shozav. So what do you see? Rabbi Yosef is asking Rav Sheshes. You find it's a brisa masechta Shabbos. You find the idea that you can mechleikus mekotza l'katza by this isha goes out with this a piece of jewelry called Ir Shozov, according to Amei Yechayev Chatas, according to Chom Yipat Avas, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's Mutal Chatchila. So you see, between Rabbi Eliezer and Amei is a merchik of one holds Chayev and one holds Mutal Chatchila. So what's the cash up on Shimer by the straining? Only Abaya, nah, that's not such a good raya. Why? Misov is Rabbi Eliezer out there Amei, who's Rabbi Eliezer is going on Amei, Damachayev is Chatas. Who's Rabbi Eliezer arguing on Meir's Chayiv Chatos? Are there Bonin Kai? Don't part of Asa. Vamal Iyu, and he says, Mutal Chatchila. You go on their Bonin, you say part of Asa. I say Mutal Chatchila. So it's not Mekotza Lekotza, because it's their Bonin Rabbi Eliezer, which is part of Asa to Mutal Chatchila. So, but here, it's Mamash Mekotza Lekotza. That's the Gemara's Teretz. Tosis asks, he says, Lo Yodo Rabbi Maika Mashani. I don't know what the Gemara's Teretz is. And what he means to ask is, that at the end of the day, it's still mechlekes mekatzah lekatzah between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Eliezer. Good, you have a rabban in the middle who are lesbian talking to Rabbi Eliezer. But mekatzah lekatzah, that's already hard to do. It's a mechlekes mekatzah lekatzah. But obviously the Gemara holds not like that. There is a Tosfos Rosh as the Mishnah and the Gemara. But to answer this question, Baal Kapanim, we have the Gemara over here. It's mechlekes really Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef or Rav Kana, if Shimer is Chayiv. And according to Rav Kana, Shimer is Chayiv, and it's not, we find Mekotza Lekotza in other places. And Rav Sheshes says, no, it can't be Chayiv because it can't be Mekotza Lekotza. Dr. Gemara, right then. If you hold Taka as Chayiv Chatos, Mishamay Masrinim Bey, what do you give him Hasra for? What do you give, when you give Hasra, what do you Masra, when you give him Hasra, you have to Master him, you're not allowed to do a certain Melacha. Which malacha of the Lamentas malachas are you masra this person for? Which one are you the masra? So it's masra na gemara. You have to be masra of the Shem Av. You have to be masra of Shem Av, which Tosfos on Ein Gimel Beis talks about. But which Av do you are you give masra when you do straining? So Rabba Amam Shem Barer. You give masra because of Barer. Rav Zera Amam Shem Merakid. you give Masra because of Merakid. We had before that there's similar Malachas, there's Bayer, Zoyra, and Merakid, they're all similar Malachas, that they're all separating the bad from the good in different ways. And it was a Shaila had a learn Pshat, and Pasha's Pshat was the Maisa that there are different stages in the making of the flour. The Zoyra, which is when it's still in the wheat, and Bayer, when you have wheat kernels already, and then Merakid in the flour. But also, Shaila is which one is more diamond to Merakid or Bayer? So it's Machlekes, Rabba Mashem Bayer, which Rashi says means you could say also Bayer, Bayer or Merakid, you could do it. Rav Zeri Amar Mashem Merakid, only Merakid. And more as I explain, Amar Rabba, Kavasi the Dima Stavra. It's much more like me that you could be given Masra for Bayer. Why? Ma Darka Shel Bayer into Oichem Nech Psalas. Just like about Bayer, what you're doing is you're taking the Oichel and leaving the Psalas. Av Hachi also, but the wine also, no Itos Oichel, you know, the wine's dripping down. When you have psalas, you're leaving the psalas. So really, it's the same idea as Bayer. Bayer, you're separating the oichel from psalas, and you're taking the oichel, and you're leaving the psalas. Here also, it's the same idea. I'm Rav Zera, kavas d'di mistavra. It's a mistavra like me. My darker shall merakeid psalas l'mayla v'oichel l'mata. Just a merakeid, the way it works is, when you sift the flour goes down, and the racks stay on top. Av hocha, here also, by wine, psalas l'mayla, the shmorim sediments stay on top, v'oichel l'mata, and the wine goes down. And Mashenkin Bayer, like Rashi explains, let's say the Bayer Kitnius, what happens is the rocks go down and the Kitnius, the beans stay on top. And therefore, it's not as diamond to Bayer, it's more diamond to Merakid. That's what Zera Tainus. And Rashi speaks out over here that according to Rabbi, he agrees that's also diamond to Merakid, but he holds it's also diamond to Bayer. Mashenkin Rabbi Zera holds it's not diamond to Bayer. And there's a kash you have to speak out, Kutaisis mentions it over here to look there. Now, but here it's mashma that Bayer is oichel umuniyaches psalos. And the problem is that we know Bayer is taking psalos out of the oichel, not oichel umuniyaches psalos. So, the different pshatim, one of the pshatim are that when it comes to a kli, even oichel umuniyaches psalos, we do it with the kli, that's called Bayer deraisa. This is one of the tutsim, there's all the tutsim, that's the kasha. Ad kan, the little sugya of Bayer. Now, I'm going to go back to the shilos of oil. Tani Ram bar Yecheskel. Talis kfula lo yase. You should not drape a talis over your bed, over your canopy. You have a canopy, you have like a frame for your canopy. You can take a talis on Shabbos and drape it over it. Vim asa patav asa. And if you do it, it's patav asa. It's not the raisa. But it's asa l'chatchila to put this talis over your canopy. But if you tie on it a string, like you roll it up, and you put a string over it, and then before Shabbos, and now on Shabbos you pull it out to pull it over your canopy, then it's mutal adu l'chatchila, because that's showing that it's prepared already, and it's like it's made already. It's like then it's blibes like moisif al oil aray. Loch is, if you have oil aray, it's open a tefach already, you can moisif on it. So usually you need to be open a tefach a little bit, and then you can be moisif on the oil aray. These things were oil aray. Were made for it's only made for one night. Therefore, it's oil aray. So if it's a tefach aray, then you can be moisif on oil aray. It's mutter. But if not, it's also. Now the chiddush is Rami Cheskel that with a string, even without open a tefach, it could work. Tosis really handles it. There's two pshatim really. Tosis says either kagun shaya ba tefach. That even with the tefach you need a string. Inami, second pshat says, krichas chut or meshicha may elas below shaya ba tefach. Tosis says, like the pshat we spoke out, that if you wrap it with a string, it works even without being open a tefach. That's what Rashi and Tosis learned the sugya. We're talking about a regular oil that you're pulling out, and you can pull it out as long as it has a string, or even maybe needs a tefach. But maybe without a tefach, it's enough. And this will be like a heter technically, like for awning. The problem is that the Rambam and the Rif, they don't learn the Gemara like this. They learn that you can't put it out. It's only if it's less than a tefach. They have a hold of Mishan the Sugya. And therefore, halach lamayis, we don't really paskin that this is really a heter. Maybe we use it as a sniff, as you know, as extra tziruf, but we don't paskin like Rashi and Tosfos Pshat in the Gemara. Bo'imni Rav Kana Merav, Kila Mahu. What's the halacha about making a canopy on Shabbos? Amalei, af mita asuri, even making a bed is also. Well, the Gemara is going to explain, it's going to be very not clear what the Gemara means. Let's see it, and we'll see the Gemara explain. Bayner of Kan Rav, Kila Mahu, what's the dim with a canopy on Shabbos? Amalei, af mita asuri, even a bed is also. Then he asked the meet them out. Like with a bed, even a kilo is mutter. Even a kilo is mutter. Of course, a bed is mutter. Then he asked him kilo meet them out. I'm like kilo asura or meet them mutteris. So we have three levels here. Either they're both aser or they're both mutter, or kilos aser and mitas mutter. So what's the pshat? Like kasha. Hada kama af mita asura. That though he said even a bed is aser. When it's the beds of a karmanoi. Rashi says it's like the bed before that we have kise galim. That it's a type of bed that you put together and it's possible to put it in very, very sturdy and you might knock a nail into it. And therefore it's also midrabanan to put together these beds or this canopy. So that's when they're both awesome. When it's very sturdy and it's a shiloh, you might knock a nail. That is both a mutter. Grama Cheskel says that with a string, you're allowed to put up a canopy. And the bed is talking about a regular bed that's standing up, you put it down, it's not doing anything. And for the canopy, you have a string. Kila asura mita mataras kididon. Kila asura means where it doesn't have a string, and mita mataras is like our beds that in those days when they needed a room, so when they went, after they woke up, they stood the bed up against the wall. And then by night, they put it down, and that's mutter. So that's the case where mitas mutter, kila is asura. Why is it kila asura? Because it doesn't have a string. You can't make a canopy on Shabbos if it does not have a string. I'm Rav Yosef. Chazina lula kili de beirav huna, demorta nagidu, metzafra chavita ramya. I saw the canopy of Rav Huna that at night, it was all set up. In the morning, it was taken down. So it's mashma, you're allowed to take down a canopy on Shabbos. If you take down a canopy on Shabbos, it must be you can put it up on Shabbos. So you see, you're allowed to put up and put down a canopy on Shabbos. What's pshat? So Rashi doesn't say anything. Tosfos says that pshat is, we're going in case we had a string. It was like Rami Yecheskel, and that's why he was allowed to put it up and down on Shabbos, because it was talking about with a string, and therefore, like Rami Yecheskel, it's mutter to do. Omar Rav Meshum Rav Chia. This whole iser to make a oil is only a roof. But to make a mechitza, viloi mutulun taisoi mutla farka. A curtain, you let it put up and put down on Shabbos. No problem, make a mechitza of a curtain. That's the halacha rachia. Lemaisa, we paskin, that's mutter. But the Rishonim speak out that there's an issa to make a mechitza materas. A mechitza materas means a mechitza that you need, halachic mechitza, is not allowed to be made on Shabbos. Example would mean, if you have three walls of a sukkah, you want to make a fourth wall, even temporarily, it's also because it's making it into a sukkah. Another example is, if someone is with his wife in a room, he wants to make a mechitza in front of the kisvei kodesh, it's also to make that mechitza on Shabbos, because it's called a mechitza materas. And we pass like that in Shin Tes Vav, Sif Aleph, and Shulchan Aruch, that you can't make any mechitza, but you can't make a mechitza ma'ataras. It says, also lasso is oil v'shavas yodafilu aray, v'dafka gag, av mechitza is mutter, v'ein mechitza asura. Mechitza is not asur, elam kei nasis lahatir sukkah or lahat tiltal. Either to mater a sukkah or to mater tiltal. Let's say you want to make to carry. You need a fourth wall for a tourist of Pesach. You now do that on Shabbos, even if it's temporary. Hagav mechitza nasis l'tznias ba'al mashari, unless you need privacy in front of your house, you're allowed to put up a mechitza there. Became preichus there on a kodesh, a preichus also mutter. That you're allowed to do. Ava also lasses mechitza b'fnei or haner k'day shi'yishamish mitasay. Became b'fnei svarim k'day shamish lasses trochav or to go to the bathroom. And loyshay and vaydurim tefach. Then it's mutter lahoisif. So that's the halacha. You can't make a mechitza mataras. V'omar Shmuel v'shum Rav Chia, v'ayit in the Gemara. V'omar Shmuel v'shum Rav Chia. Kilas chasanim mutulon toisoy mutulon farkoy. A kilas chasanim, which we'll see in a second, it's a type of canopy that's not made to sleep under it because it's very, very narrow. Therefore, it's mutulon toisoy mutulon farkoy. I put it up and put it down on Shabbos. Why? Because this canopy is not wide a tefach. If it's not something that's not wide a tefach, it doesn't have a din of oil. And the Gemara was explained, like we just said, it's only mutter to put up this kilas chasanim if it's not wide a tefach. If the roof is a tefach wide, asura, it's also. And it doesn't have to be dafka that mechitza on top is wide tefach. If you have a tefach, nami lo yamaron, that's mutter, el shem apachos mishloish shomach gaga tefach. Only if it's not a tefach wide, close to the three tefachim from the roof, from the top. Because if it's within three tefachim from the top, wide a tefach, then you have lavud, and it's considered oil. If within three tefachim it's already wide a tefach, then it's awesome. That's because it's wide a tefach, so it has a roof of a tefach. Now, there's another halacha that besides for being a oil that's wide a tefach is a problem, but let's say it's very steep and it's not a tefach within three tefachim. But there's another halacha. Even if the whole wall is a width of a tefach, that might be called a roof also. Because how do you look at, let's say, a tipi? Is that a wall or a roof? So that's called shepuye oilim. So the Mandiyama holds that like a tipi is called a roof also, we call the oil also. So if this tipi, let's call it a tipi, whatever it says, it's wide two tefachim, it means each wall is a tefach, covers a tefach wide, then it'll be oil also. If the angle is not wide a tefach, which means the bottom is more than two tefachim, then shepuye oilim ka'ilim dami, and it's also. So that's the halachas of the top. Now another thing is, if you drape this canopy over the sides of the bed and it comes down, and you want to use under the bed to keep your shoes there or something like that, then you don't want people to see the shoes, then it's a problem also. It doesn't come down from the bed, a tefach. If it comes down from the side of the bed, a tefach, it's asa. And the Paiskim already speak about, I like to put a tablecloth over a table because it's coming down to the side, and it's really making a stickle of oil. The mice, they say there, it's fine, because I'm trying to cover the table, I'm not trying to make oil. But if you'll be trying to make oil, it could be problematic if you're covering the sides, like this halacha, that if it comes down from the bed of tefach to the sides, that's called a shiloh of oil. And we say here, it doesn't come down on tefach, it came down on tefach, it would be a shiloh.